Proclamation number 3135, dated the May 28, 1944. Blessings of the last days. Death before the event. The beyond. God will be merciful to those who still recognize their wrongdoing in time and distance themselves from it. But he will inflict severe punishment without mercy on those who are unyieldingly cruel, who have no compassion even for their fellow human beings and thus pass judgment on themselves through their unkindness. And the approaching time will testify of people's depravity. The most unimaginable means intended for destruction will be devised. And people will not hesitate to use these means to accomplish their plans, and humanity's despair will increase. The leaders, as well as their followers who agreed and supported their plans, will be held responsible for everything. For God is just and he passes judgment according to thoughts, words and deeds. Nothing is hidden from him. He looks into the human heart and every genuine emotion determines the amount of mercy at its disposal, that it is granted to him when the end has come. For the end will come without fail. It will be accelerated by people's behavior and thus an era will come to an end that would not result in a better human generation even if God extended his patience and offered humanity many more opportunities to change themselves. But they no longer make use of them and thus God will put an end to earthly life. This period of development was particularly gracious for humanity and could have sufficed completely for its salvation. Although God will support people until the end with remarkable gifts of grace, they will be mostly ignored, just as everything in relation to God or the benefit of their own souls will generally not be taken notice of. Thus a longer stay on this earth would be inappropriate, that is, it will only benefit the body but not the immortal soul. Therefore the soul's earthly opportunity will be taken away, but it still has the assurance for further development in the beyond if it does not reject God's word in the beyond too, and only if it loses its physical life before the last judgment, before the end of this earth, and is accepted into the realm of the beyond. Death before this event is even an exceptional mercy for the human being if he has not made his decision on earth. Afterwards in the beyond you will still find ample opportunity to be helpful and serve with love and in so doing continue his interrupted development. Indeed he can even start it if he does not refuse to listen to helpful souls. In that case he can regress even further and return into most solid matter, after which he is to repeat the long earthly path before he can embody himself as a human being again. Thus God still has many blessings available before he destroys the old earth, but he will not force people's will, and depending on how they accept his mercy they will derive benefit for their souls. They will remain empty and incapable on earth as well as in the beyond if they ignore and reject all blessings, or they will rapidly achieve higher development by readily allowing every gift of grace to take effect on themselves and thereby receive much more strength. For God is exceedingly gracious and merciful but also just, and he will give to people according to their will. Amen.